Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined now by the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader, which sometimes you can find in paper form.
Mm-hmm.
You can always find it no matter what at rcreader.com. He is Mike Schultz. Which week is this? Is this,
this
a
is
paper
the,
week? Or
this is an online week. Yeah, online but week. You'll still be able to find the fall guide to upcoming events out there on newsstands. 1,400 and counting.
And we are about to get a scoop because you've seen a movie since the last time you were on the internet.
Yeah,
we'll
I did.
We'll talk about that in just a bit. But first, Mike, I got a text. I wonder if I saved the text because I was really debating whether or not to go see that Mike Judge movie or Inglourious Basterds.
Right, yeah.
And the text I got from Mike was, see Bastards, skip Extract, trust me.
Yeah. Six words. I could have left the review alone at that. You know? Boy, what a waste that was.
Yeah.
Oh, Extract. Oh, what a shame.
Not good.
What a shame.
Really.
What good people. There's nothing going on in that movie. It is death to sit through. It is so tough. There's just no laughs in it. I mean, there's scattered laughs. There's like five or six, but boy, with Mike Judge and that crazy cast with Bateman and Mila Kunis
think,
and Kristen Wiig,
right.
Wow, you'd expect more. But now this is one that's not even going to find a cult following. There's no way.
Really?
There was a guy snoring three rows ahead of me, and I was totally envious. I'm like, oh, you can sleep at least. You know, I got a job to do here, fella.
You're not really allowed to do that, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, boy, that was weak. Seriously, perhaps the worst movie-going weekend in my career, I would say, overall. The
really?
Three flicks I saw... Yeah, well, Extract was the good one of the three, comparatively.
Really?
But we saw that All About Steve movie with Sandra Bullock
and
being all nutty and
boy,
blind.
Boy, does that look grinding.
Good night, Nurse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did it get on the Rotten Tomatoes meter? Like 5% or something?
Is that
which
right?
Was still overselling it. It really was. This thing was stunningly bad. Just absolutely hatefully bad. Yeah. It's like this woman, you know, who follows Bradley Cooper around because she likes him and he wants her to go away. She's obviously criminally sick. I mean, sick in the head, crazy.
Uh-huh.
And the movie just keeps making fun of her for being crazy and has her, you know, falling on her ass constantly. And
uh-huh.
You're like, why are you picking on this woman who needs to be in a padded cell
oh,
somewhere?
No.
Yeah. It was just offensive and horrible. Oh, my God. Certain no laughs, zero laughs.
Really
bad.
A
movie.
Comedy that makes you angry. What
yeah.
is the, that's?
Yeah,
that's,
I left pissed off. Absolutely, I was like, "What? I want my time back. I want my 98 minutes back." Please.
Really?
Oof.
Worst movie you've seen all year?
It's not quite Transformers 2 bad, but
okay.
It's up there. It's
because
it's,
at least it was over 98 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the only thing that
if
makes
they would
it
have
better.
Added another half an hour to the movie,
jeez.
Like when the director's cut comes
yeah.
out, then it would be the worst movie
yes.
of the year.
When the bonus features come out,
right.
it would be the worst thing ever made.
We, now,
yeah.
with funny parts.
Yeah.
What else did
that
you see?
That was terrible. So I saw that, Extract, and Gamer, that one with Gerard Butler,
right.
who's the living avatar. You
right.
know. Which I'd forgotten was by the guys who did Crank, which
mm-hmm.
is fine,
right.
but it's also by the guys who did Crank 2, which is not fine at all. And they're really starting to play to their worst instincts. It is just, it's incoherent.
You know, now
it's,
that you say that, this ugh. Seems like it would be, what's that guy's name? Michael Statham, or what's his name?
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like the movie he would make.
They probably asked him first, yeah.
And then,
they're like, oh, Gerard
up.
Butler shows up.
Yeah, he'll do.
He'll take anything.
This is Sparta!
Man has absolutely no morals. He'll take anything. It was just gruesome. It just was senseless and repellent, and I wanted to bathe afterwards.
Well,
woof, bad weekend.
I'm looking at the lineup here of what's coming out. Now, a movie has come out since.
Yeah.
This is where we're getting the scoop, because on 9-9-09... The
nine.
Movie 9 opened up.
The movie 9 opened, yes.
Which is about sock puppets.
It's about sock puppets.
Take over the world?
Yeah,
or?
It's like this post-apocalyptic sci-fi thing with these little tiny characters in burlap who have to survive and find a way to make humanity thrive once again.
Okay.
It was fantastic. I loved it. I loved it, man.
It's, really?
Yeah, it was really scary, really exciting.
Because this is not, it's a computer generated, it's a CGI movie,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But this
yeah.
is not one you take the kids to.
Absolutely not. It
right.
is scary as hell. And but it moves like it moves like crazy. It's 75 minutes long or
uh-huh.
something ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
God bless. But yeah, incredible visuals and really, yeah, really kind of moving, to be honest, in the end. And
really?
Surprising, and a lot of death, and a lot of... It's very dark.
Well, you hate
it,
when
a blast.
You hate it when burlap sock monkeys
yeah.
die.
Well, that's the thing.
That's tragic.
Yeah, these things are just kind of, you know, they're boy, yeah, they're just like little hand puppets. And you start caring about these guys by the end. You're like, oh, don't let hand puppet number six go. Oh, he was my favorite, you know?
Really?
It was a blast. Yeah, it was a riot. I had a great time.
I wish I could send you out of the studio today off to the theaters with a good feeling. I just don't know about the three movies.
I don't see it happening.
Have.
No, no.
We've got Whiteout opening. It's a new Kate Beckinsale movie.
Yeah. And you're right, she has given up.
What happened, Kate Beckinsale?
I don't know.
Where did it all go wrong?
Where did it go wrong? She hasn't made a good movie in a decade. It's
Kate
been a while.
Kate Beckinsale stars as a U.S. Marshal assigned to Antarctica to investigate a murder and is drawn into a shocking mystery. Let me ask you this.
All right.
We have jurisdiction in Antarctica?
Yeah, apparently so.
I'm confused.
We have taken over the world. Here's Team America.
Here's a little bit of the trailer, which is all they wanted to send us. The trailer for Whiteout.
It is the most isolated landmass on the planet. There is no permanent population. There is no horizon. No shadows. There is only white. Nature never intended for you to survive here. But this fall, nature is not the only thing to fear.
Well,
Well, if there's no population, how are there murders exactly?
There's no permanent population.
Ah, okay.
And
get
this.
Good point.
This has nothing to do with the movie, but I want you to think about this when you see the movie. If there's no permanent population in Antarctica,
right,
and yet there are two ATMs. You can get cash, not enough to have one. There are two ATMs when you're in Antarctica.
No kidding.
It's an absolute. I was reading that in a book.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Why? To tip the whomever you want.
When
to
you
get
need
you the hell
cash, no matter where you're at in the world.
All right.
But
well,
and one would not be enough for Antarctica. There are two
you
ATMs.
You might be at the whole other side of the ice sheet.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. And now, what kind of money comes out? I don't know. They don't have their own money, right?
Yeah.
In Antarctica,
I wouldn't
imagine.
It's
not even a country. It's just a.
It's just white.
It's a landmass.
Just white.
Yeah.
Okay.
So something's
like
going on in Antarctica.
Thriller version of March of the Penguins. Bring it on. Okay. Oh, Kate.
Hey, listen, if at the end of the movie the penguins are killing people, I want you to text me that because I will go see that movie.
Excellent. Okay, that'll
if this
do.
Is a movie about murderous penguins,
that'd be great.
I couldn't be more
like
on
the
board.
The flip side to Happy Feet. Yeah, bring it on.
Murder,
all right.
Murder feet. He was born with a with murderous feet. Black and white and red all over.
Oh, see? All right.
Murder
there
feet.
You go.
The penguin who murdered people. See, I hope Hollywood listens to the podcast to this.
Right.
Make that movie.
God.
Make that
so
movie.
So much money could be coming their way.
As opposed to Sorority Row, which also opens in Quad City Theaters today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This is a movie where I have a little bit of the trailer. This is a movie, and someone has got to just stop doing this.
Mm-hmm. No,
after watching the trailer, you have seen the entire movie.
Yeah, yeah.
The entire movie.
Yeah.
You see the setup to the prank, how it goes wrong, what they do, how they cover it up. Now it's graduation
and
day.
And what a shame, because when I saw the preview the first time, the audience literally gasped at the, you know, at the prank gone
right.
astray. And I'm like, that would have been a really kick-ass moment in the movie if
right.
you saw it without any knowledge
right.
of it.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Just Sorority Row. It's a great title. It's a great premise. Someone's
yeah.
murdering sorority.
You got
kids.
Cherry Fisher as a badass house madam, you know? All yeah. right, bring it on.
Here's a little bit of the trailer for Sorority Row.
Someone is killing the sisters of Theta Pi.
She's really dead.
What are we gonna do?
It is someone they know.
Is that you?
Someone they trust.
Oh my god.
Someone they'll never see coming. Sorority Row.
I have a theory who it is.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, let me put the show on hold for a second and I'll tell you off air.
All right.
I don't want to ruin it for everyone else.
Okay, it's fair.
But I have a theory as to who this is. I'm going to put the show on hold. Hang on. Huh? huh? Does that sound
that
like,
sounds absolutely logical. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'll let you know.
You let me know next week if I figured out, just from watching the stupid trailer, if I figured out the shocking ending to Sorority Row.
I think you got something there.
I'm not giving any money to a movie that kills Carrie Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening.
Yeah,
not
that's
on
right.
my. I work
not
too
on
hard.
My watch.
I work too
Damn
hard
it.
For my money to watch Carrie Fisher die. Finally, opening in theaters, and you've always been a good sport about going to these movies, even though, let's be honest, they're not made for you.
They're not made for me.
Tyler
but
Perry,
I go. Yeah.
Because it's been 30 days, Tyler Perry has a new movie in theaters. Tyler Perry's I Can Do Bad All By Myself. Now,
the title kind of, yeah, right there.
Now, I don't
it's
know.
It's kind of true, Ty.
In your long storied career as a movie critic, have you ever had a review that was in the title of the movie? Tyler Perry's I Can Do Bad All By Myself. And then Schultz's review will just be, yes, you can. Moving on. Whiteout is awful, as is Sorority Row. I've written 10 words this week.
This is going to take me no time at all.
I'll make it up to you next week, everybody.
Right?
In this clip, Madea confronts April.
She's back. Yes, that's right, folks. God love it, you know?
What the hell y'all banging on my door for at this time of the morning? It's 7 a.m.
I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to, but it is 12:30 in the afternoon. Do you know these children, Hooker?
No, I'm April.
No snitch. All right, that's my niece and my nephews. What did y'all do?
They broke in my house, broke my window, broke my VCR and thing trying to steal something. And I want my money. That's why I bought them. I want my
money. These are not my kids, okay? My sister is dead. Their mama, she dead. And so my mother is raising them, and that's who you should talk to get your money.
Okay, if she is dead, you finna give me the $300, get my window fixed, and get my VCR. That's all I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, I don't have $300, and these ain't my kids.
Lady, let me explain something to you. If you do not give me my money, I'm calling the popo on all three of these thugs.
You can use my phone.
Yeah.
The thing is, Madea is actually pretty funny as a character in limited doses. So as long as she's not the focus of attention, it's not so bad. I don't know. It's just one white guy's opinion.
I just enough with the movies with black guys dressing up as old ladies.
Yeah,
just enough.
Two a year for the last decade.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Now Evander Holyfield's doing it. Have you seen those
commercials? No, I haven't. What's going on with him?
Oh, he's in a Taco Bell commercial.
In drag?
Well, he wants a big burrito, and they say, he wants two of them, and they say, you only need one. And he goes, but I want one for my mama. And then they turn around, and it's Evander Holyfield in drag.
Okay.
There's something sick in our culture where we want to see giant black guys dressed up as ladies.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
Or even skinny black guys dressed up as fat. I mean, you got Martin Lawrence's whole career right there.
Big Mama's House 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, right.
Good God. Well,
yeah, what's happened?
Again, not a movie. I don't think they're going to miss my dollars at that movie.
It's
made for a different audience.
It's going to make its cash and go on its way until March when we have a new one.
And so. Tyler. We should have a contest. Name the next Tyler Perry movie.
That would be kind of fun, actually.
Tyler Perry's I Don't Give a Damn What Y'all Say. Tyler Perry's another one.
Tyler Perry's $30 million opening weekend, regardless of content or
taste. Yeah, and you know, that's the thing. God bless. Sorority Row and Whiteout don't have a chance at the box office.
What's stunning to me, though, is that Tyler Perry is basically the only one making African-American-themed movies anymore. Doesn't it seem that way now? We used to be able to count on quite a few romantic comedies and thrillers and whatnot, and now it's basically wait 6 months and then Tyler Perry will show up.
Yeah,
there's really nothing to fill the gap.
It's smart. I mean, it's smart because he does dominate a huge portion of the box office.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But
you'd
think there would be more options.
You would think someone would look at the $30 million opening and say, what if we give someone else a chance?
Exactly. Like every time a movie with Meryl Streep opens and makes a lot of money, people are like, oh, women go to the movie. Yeah. Yeah. And they go to Tyler Perry movie.
I don't mean to sidetrack you here, but I just was reading this this article, and basically what they've determined is that more women pay money at the box office to see horror movies than men.
Makes perfect sense. Absolutely.
And
sure.
It didn't make a lot of sense to me, but the point of the article is, in the classics starting from like your original Halloween and your original Friday the 13th, uh-huh. it's always a woman that hangs out at the end and kills the bad guy.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, women, it's very women empowerment friendly. Right. Absolutely. And it's also, I think the same article maybe talked about how women want to go on dates and they want to kind of, you want to cuddle up and you want to hide and you want to, oh, you know, it's
an excuse
it's all very,
to grab your boyfriend or the date.
That's what the article says.
Yeah.
Makes sense to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, it's a new book called Women, Men, Women, and Chainsaws.
Ooh,
that's the name
okay.
of the book. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So,
might be more fun than my movie going. Maybe I'll just go to Borders for 4 hours instead.
A lot of women are going to be checking out Sorority Row.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, good luck with all that. Well, a lot of women.
Thank you for
and
wishing
Mike
me
Schultz,
well.
And I will not be going to any of these. Friends.
Nah. But I'll keep you posted.
That's why you're here, Mike.
That's right. I see him, so you don't have to,
He's
my friend.
Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. As always, Mike, thanks for your time. We'll
a
talk
pleasure.
To you next week.
You bet.
It's Dave and Darren. This is the Quad City Rocker. It's Rock 104.9.